Parsha Tetzaveh, the second half of the Nyanei Kodesh is the Bigdei Kehuna. We've spoken the past years, both of them are types of Kapara. You find the Gemara in Zvachim explains what each part of the Levush is Mechaper. And over the years we've explained that whereas a Karban comes as a specific Kapara for a specific Avera, the Bigdei Kehuna are much more a general sense of tikkun for more quality thing like midas and so on. That's the general sense of the begadim, and each begad has a certain chelek that it's metakin, and it takes care of that prat. So it's more like midas and so on. Of the inyanim that are mentioned, most inyanim that are mentioned don't have a carbon. Lashon Hara doesn't have a carbon, and Ritzicha does not have a carbon. All of the things that are mentioned in the Pasuk, Lashon Hara doesn't have a carbon. Gilarai is in a vague sense, yes, in a specific sense, yes, in a vague sense, not. The one thing that does seem to be unusual is the Eifoid. The Eifoid is the one that is Mechapan of Avodah Zarah. I mean, the Choshen is Mechapet on Ivas Hadin. So Ivas Hadin is also doesn't have a carbon, really. You know, occasionally you have different carbons, carbonis, but Tishvos Eidas, but generally speaking, Choshen Mishpat doesn't have a carbon. David is connected to Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah does have a carbon. It's a very much so. It has, and yet there is a kapara. So obviously the kapara of Eifoid is more general kapara on the klalin, you know, of Avodah Zarah, rather than specific mice of Avodah Zarah. If you take a look, the Eifoid is, of all the begadim, it's probably the most mysterious begad. Very hard to get a real sense of what the Eifoid is. Rashi says he doesn't really know. I mean, Rashi explains the psukim, but he doesn't have a clear mesiris. And we'll try to contrast it with the choshen, because those are the two inyanim that are place Zelu Maser, and we'll try to figure out the Nafkeminis and so on. The Choshen and the Eifoid are two halves of one Inyan. There's a Pasik, there's a Losase, that is an essay in Losase. You're supposed to tie together the two. You're supposed to have the Eifoid tied to the Choshen. And there's a Issa, it says, V'yukhsa Choshen mitaboysa v'altabitsa Eifoid, v'sul cheles. So there's an iser that the choshen should not move from the eifoid. So the eifoid is, and the choshen are two begodim that are linked together in a certain way, and it becomes, and it's one begot. So obviously there's going to be contrasts and similarities. Let's try to look at some of them. First of all, both of them carried the Shemus Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael, was carried in both of them. The difference seemed to be that in the Eifod, it was on the Ketefayim, on the shoulders. In the Choshen, it was against the heart. So the first Nafkemina is where they were located. Secondly, the names were bunched together in the Avanim of the Choshen. They were six in each stone, almost as if they could have written all of them on one stone, except that there were two Ketefayim, so they wanted to split it up. But it was a conglomeration of all the names. In the Avonim on the Choshen, each one had a separate one. There's also Nafkemin in the Loshen. If you take a look in the Eifoid, it says that you should make the Eifoid, take the two Avnei Shoham, write the Shemus of Bnei Yisrael, and six on each one. Take the stones, surround them with gold holders, in other words, a gold frame around it, and then put it onto the Eifoid. So really, the Eifoid itself didn't have room for the stones. You have to put the stones down together with their mishpitzas onto the eifod. That is the description of the way the stones were put on the ephod. On the Choshen, it says that you should make a framework onto the Choshen, and you should fill it with stones, and they're called Avnei Miluim. It's not Avnei Shoam, but rather it is Avnei Miluim to fill the missing spaces, so to speak, in the Choshen. So you have the framework is there and a place for each stone. Each stone carries in itself a different name of a shevet, and they're put in, and they're called Avnei Miluim. They're called the stones that fill in the spaces there. So you have a difference in how the relationship of the stones to the surface. Was there a hole waiting to be filled with the stones, or was this one? Blank, as if like the ephod, and you have to put the stone with the setting to keep it there. Also, another thing you have to understand is the ephod. You know, every beged has some sense of what it's the chashivas of it. The mashal mechnasayim is not a chashiva beged; it covers the erva. It's meant to be an undergarment, so to speak, and it's located, that's where it's located, and that's what it does. It covers the chisorin of the koyim. The tzitz is a very chasheva tachshit, kodesh Lashem. It sits on the front of a person's brain, so to speak. It's the projection of the mind, and that's where it's located. Good. The choshen is located against the lev. So the lev, the mark, those are two very, very important in Yanim, and that's what it's located against. The Eifoid, where Rashi explains, is on the lower half of the person, on the back side. That's the least chashuv of the person. In other words, Boifin Klali, the Chelek Elyon is more chashuv than the Chelek Tachtoin, and the Chelek Panim is more chashuv than the Chelek Acharayim. It's always like that, and by Turis Adam it's no less than that. So here we have a beged which is considered to be a very chashuv a beged, and the ephod is a bigger kohen gadol, and it's zov and so on, and it's linked with the choshen, and yet it specifically is located on the lowest part of the person, the lowest quarter of the person's body. So very strange. If it's a tachshit, well, that doesn't seem to be the right place to put it, and it's supposed to go together with the choshen. So we have, I mean, the Lamaisa, the Eifoid, it says, is Mechapan of Avodah Zarah, which also needs an understanding to us what is the Kapor of Eifoid connected to Avodah Zarah. In Mayan Shemitah Etzel HaSinai, what does Eifoid specifically have to do with Avodah Zarah? It does say, yes, it does say the word Eifoid and Trafim in the context of Avodah Zarah. That is correct. But specifically, why of all the Begadim, I'm sure they were a type of ksainas of sorts, kohanim, it's a very normal beged. I mean, why is Eifo the one picked for that? But also the link, if like Chazal say, Eifo is mechapan of Avodah Zarah, and Choshen is mechapan and Ivus Hadin, that almost does not seem to be any kesher whatsoever. Avodah Zarah is a bit of a mokum deke inyan, a theological inyan, and it's in Yanav Emunah. Ibus HaDin is to do with Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, it has to do with Mominus, with Chemda. One would be hard-pressed to find any link between Avodah Zarah and Zeila and Gneva, except that they're both Averis. But other than that, there's nothing. And yet, if the Pasuk gives you a Chiyuv, that you can't take one away from the other, that they're inextricably bound together, then it means there is, it's not only there's a kesher, but somehow they work as one. The Dovah Zahimah, it's tamer, it's a Dovah Pleiadik. So first let's see a Rashi. That there are other Nafkeminis, I won't go through all of them, about this is called Zikaron L'tnei Hashem, this is called Zikaron L'kodesh. There are a lot of other, if you compare the parashas of Chosh and Eifed next to each other, there's a lot, how he carries the Shvatim as a Zikaron L'tnei Hashem, it's a nafkimin, a lot of the Yukim, and then we'll go through all of them in the Chilukim. The Rashi says, just to show that there is a connection between Mishpat and Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, "Ela Mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem." It says, "V'loy lifnei goyim, v'afilu yadata b'din echad, sheim donin oisek yedini Yisrael, al tivei'ehu barakoyes shalahem." A person is not allowed to bring any dinim to their course. Shamevi dinei Yisrael lifnei goyim mechalos Hashem. That if a person brings his dinim to our cause, he's being miyak eshem avodah zara. So lemaisa, there is a kesha. In other words, it says over there that if you dan lifnei sheifte akum miyaka. So the fact that the pasuk tells me straight out, the first klal is you have to go to a Bezn Yisrael, because or else you miyak Hashem of Rezorah is mashma, they are connected. And it's not just a mikra, you know, by the way, if you go there and the Akor says, by the grace of his Lord so-and-so, that's inadvertently be miyak Hashem of Rezorah. It seems to be ve'ela mishpat v'shtoz v'shneyem, that seems to be the hemshech v'anoich Hashem l'kecho. It says v'anoich Hashem l'kecho, and it says, and if you don't do it lefneihem, you be miyak Hashem for the zorah. It's not just a mikra, like if the judge happens to draw, happens to be part of a court of a church or of a secular government, then you're being miyak Hashem for the zorah. It seems to be that is the hemshah. So what's the kesha one to the other? So let's take, let's go back to the shaila of what is it that the eifod is coming, where the eifod is located, on the back part of a person, on the bottom part of a person. It seems to be the least place where there should be some inyan, and it's mechaper against avodah zara. So a person's koyma is divided into two. You have ponim and you have ocher, front and back. The world of Avodah Zarah versus Emunah is divided into Elohim Acherim and Lefonai. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Lifnei Hashem, and Avodah Zarah is called Elohim Acherim. Rashi says Nasa Acherim Loisehem. But that's the way it's understood, is that there's Acherim. It says the Balatanya brings a Lashon describing what is it that, how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeding the entire world, then even, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be giving life to Oved Avodah Zarah? How could he give it to Avodah Zarah itself? And the Baal Tanya sort of dramatically demonstrates, he says, when Yerovam ben Nevat stood to strike the Navi Hashem, his hand was being mischaya by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could that be? So he says that the Yenika, the Chiyus of that Chelek of the Briya is all from Achirayim. That's the Lashon he uses. From the backside, Kaviyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's explain what that means. What does that allude to? In a person's own koyma, a person has voluntary motions, voluntary activities, and the brain is seen as being the seat for the voluntary activities. The front of the person's brain deals with a lot of the very, very voluntary activities of a person, and that is his panim. A person also has in himself a lot of reflex, automatic actions, involuntary muscles and a lot of involuntary reflexes that the person does not have to be conscious for them to work. Person does not have to think about breathing. A person has a lot of things going on that he does not aware of it. That is the derech klal located in the spine of the person. That's located towards the ocher of the brain, towards the back of the brain. The back side of the person is the chelik that is the automatic chelik. It's the part that works by itself. It goes by itself, it works by itself, and that's how it runs. So you have two types of hanhaga and isnagus. You have something where consciousness is evident. If I see a person running towards me, then I see a conscious act of das and seichel. A person's face expresses what he's thinking. If a person is breathing, or he's tossing in his sleep, or his knee jerks when something hits it, that is representative of the chelik of chiyus that is not voluntary. That is the makom for avodah zarah to be nitfas in the bria. In other words, the chelik of the bria, when I want to be makrish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I say this works by itself. Nature runs itself. It evolved by itself. Any process that I'm menatik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any process that I divorce from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means just like when I chop off the head of a chicken, there's reflex actions of various, it's still the expression running around like a chicken without a head is because it's mefarches. You see by after shechita, there's still motion, because that motion is bechlal not a punnendik motion, it's an achadik motion. It comes from the chelek of the body that is automatic, the automatic reflex of the body, and b'meilet means it does not need any guiding seichel. The mechanism is locked into itself. A clock, once it's wound up, ticks by itself. It's an automatic type of thing. The nerves respond automatically. So if you stick a pin in, the thing will move because it moves. It doesn't need das and seichel and hashgacha to move it. So the olam of emunah and the olam of edizara starts when there's istakos in the bria, and a person can look at things and say they are self-explanatory. They are self-contained system. The word self-contained system is the hefech of lamashal. When you speak to a person and the person smiles at you or frowns at you, you say to yourself, he's responding. When a little baby has different motions on its face, you'll say a lot of times, well, he's too young, he doesn't know what's going on. It's the muscles are moving and have to move into smile, they have to move into frown or whatever it is. Or somebody's chas shalom in a coma. The expressions are not outward responses, they're not conscious responses, the dafka, they're just automatic twitching of the muscles. That is the sheirish of a desire in the bria. The sheirish of a desire in the bria is people looked at things that they felt had self-validification. The thing is valid within itself, and that's that. That is the metzias of avodah zarah in the bria. The lehefech, the chelek of, so in the chelek where HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts out, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts doing things that you see as a mahalach of a maisa, of response, that's the chelek of the panim of the bria. The chelek of the bria where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an hagah called achorayim, which means automatic. So the Rosh HaMerusha, who's standing and being mecharef and megadif, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeding him, that's called mechinas achorayim, in a way that one does not see any connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no way I can understand how a Hitler can go and do and this and that And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yizonu mefaynes u'mechalkel u'mechaya. V'ata mechayes kulam does not in any way, we don't deherit. We see he lives because he was born by an accident, and things that there's nature in the world, and the thing runs by itself, and that's the anhaga b'charayim. So the makom, the svarim say that the Tzemach Tzedek says, yediyah and bechira klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, it's divided into two areas. Not yediyah and bechira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emunah and das. The avoda of das is shayach to those areas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu it projects a seichelik anhaga that we see the das running it in control, and over there via datas Hashem hasko via der oisi kibazois is halam is howl hasko via der oisi. Man's attainments lie in understanding. That's where the bezeis is halam is halo. So when a person understands Darkei Hashem, because they can be understood and they should be understood and they should be emulated, that's one darga. And then there's a darga v'emuna v'emunascha b'leilois. A laila is, we saw in the Maral yesterday when he says that in laila everything is one big blank, everything is a goyel, everything, there doesn't seem to be anything going on at night. So that is avodah v'emuna. Emuna means we can't understand more than just the fact that it's coming from the same makor. Other than that, we're at a loss because there is no giluyim in that chelek at a bria. Wherever there's no giluyim, the only thing we can say is we're maimin. But more than that, we can't. So in the hidden chelek at a bria, in the chelek at a bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhog is a charayim, we can only be, say, it's Hashem. Nothing more than that, and that's it. That is the avoid of Eifrit. The chelek of a charayim of a person, that's the chelek that is bedafka, the place where Avodah Zorah comes from. The place that the person's Suras Adam is completely behesta. There's nothing there more than automatic reflexes. That's the whole metzius of the charayim of a person, and the chelek tachta charayim is more than that. That is the chelek of a person, that's the chelek of the bria where Avodah Zorah has a makom to be mishtarish, and that's where emuna becomes the only clear person has to reach out. Emuna is called kabbalas oil malchus shemayim. In other words, when I accept the metzias of the other, when I accept the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that is oil malchus shemayim. Shemay Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is kabbalas oil malchus shemayim, and it's emuna because Hashem Echad is the chelek, like Chazal say. Hashem Echad is not the anhog of Bizman Hazeh. Chazal says, Otu Hashem Lav Echad Hu, so Chazal say that, Chazal ask on the Pasik, Vay Hashem Lav Chalorot, Bayumo Uye Hashem Echad Shma Echad. So Chazal ask, Otu Ha'idna Lav Echad Hu, so Chazal say, well, we make two separate brachas, we make Dain Emes, we make a Teva Meitiv, Umasoilam Anat Makan Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there is no hanhaga of Hashem Echad today. So Hashem Echad to us today is emuna. We don't have any tfis in it. We don't have any understanding in it. How, why, what, when, where. We can only look at it as emuna. That is Kabbalah. The ktefayim of a person is the aver of oil and shibut. Something which I understand is not an oil. I mean, this is what I should do. That which is imposed on me, that which is not the result of my das or rutzen, falls under the category. This is what you're obligated to do. You have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. The aver that is mekabel, the oil of a person, is the ktefayim. The ktefayim is where you put the oil on a balchai. The ktefayim is where you carry a burden, is on the ketefayim. The urn had to be carried on the ketefayim. In other words, the ketefayim is the highest nekuda of the Beis HaMikdash, the highest nekuda of the Mishkan. The nekuda of Mishkan that's not given over to Tfisa and Havana, its mokum is on the ketefayim. That's where it is. So Klal Yisrael has two bechinas of godless. One bechina of godless is that Klal Yisrael Alecha Haragna Kol Hayoyim Ketzoyin L'Tivcha. Klal Yisrael is Maminim Bnei Maminim, and Klal Yisrael has in itself the tchuna where they are Mekabel Oil Malchus Shamayim. Nase V'Nishma means that's called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. The first will do. So in other words, if Klal Yisrael is the one thing that typifies Klal Yisrael's Metzius is that they are Maminim Be'etzim. Chaval al the Ovdin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ovdin were called Kulei Emuna, and by you there's questions. That's one part of Klal Yisrael, and that's the Chelik of Klal Yisrael that's connected to Avodah Zarah. So the Eifoid had the Shvatim on the Ketefayim. That's the Mokum where it was. And there was no Chiluk in Emunah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, when we look backwards to the Sheirish, all the Shvatim are really one. In other words, the father of Reuven, the father of Shimon, the father of Levi, the father of Yitzhak is Yaakov, Yisrael. There is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The famous Chazal we said over a lot of times in Beis Rabbah that Shema Yisrael was said in the following moment. All of the Shvatim stood around Yaakov Avinu and they faced inwards to Yaakov and they pointed inwards and they said Shema Yisrael Avinu Keshem Shev Eim B'Liv Chalechad Eim B'Liv Bein Alechad. So when you have the focus towards Emunah, there is no difference between Shevet to Shevet. There's no Mokum Chiluk. So the Shvatim were bunched on two stones, which basically just a Tefayim. If it would be one cut, if there'd be one stone, there was no Chiluk of Shvatim. There was no Mokum in the Eifoid for different Shvatim. You had to, the frame was not a hole on the Eifoid waiting for Miluim from the stone, but the stone with its the frame was the chetimtza for attaching the stone. So just like if I'm asked, how is my avot, how do I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I connect through tefillah, I connect through Torah, I connect through chesed, and so on. That is the Eifoid. The Choshen is the exact opposite. Kol ha'oise din, it says, kol ha'don din la'mitoi, nase shutev la'kadosh baruch hu b'maisei breishis. Adam has in himself a dimyon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is tzar malakim, and Klal Yisrael for sure, and Klal Yisrael expresses its HaKadosh Baruch Hu left over half of avodah for Yisrael to do. And that is the chelik of avodah where Seichel and Das come into play. The Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ela Achuk HaMitzvot HaShatosim Lifneihem, the Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shown over here. The world, and of all the mitzvahs, the world of Dinim is the most Seichel Dika. It's the place where it's Kol Kuloi, Aroitza LaHachkim, should learn Nezikin. Chachma lies more sharply there, and it's much more so in Chayshim Mishpat than the other part, because all the other mitzvahs, you're dealing with psukim. Like we always point out in Kachim and in Moed and Tayas, we dash in psukim a lot. In Bar Metzi and Bar Vasa, there are no psukim. Certainly no psukim for the Ikridinim. Not called Olam Gavar, not the Moed Tzim Chaval of Raya, and not yachloku, and nothing has anything to do with psukim. It's all seichel of Chachameinu Zal, who are drawing from Torah. So there are two extremes in a person. One extreme is a total hisbatlus of his self, so that almost the emunah pshuta means to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your acharayim, with the chelik of you that has no ischalkus, no havana, nothing. And in the world of mishpat, it's your seichel kol kuloi and your netia and so on. Ad kidei kach, I mean, we learned Shuda Dina this week. Shuda Dina means there are no rayas, but the netias halev of the dayan determines the emes. So the choshen is the chelik of adraba. Hashemayim shemayim lashem v'oretz nosan livnei odom. It's kol kuloi odom dik. It's all for us to do. So first of all, that's against the lave of the Adam. I won't spoke about why the lave not the mark, but I'll upon him, like we should have done as a very example. The tias lave hadayin is probably the where the emes lies, the soif is hagashas alev. It is the place of ischalkus hashvatim. Ruvain has one oifin. This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu outwards, like the punim. The face has 1,001 expressions. It has a punim asbiras, a punim meiras, a punim zoyafois, a punim atzuvois. This is the other direction, and each shevet is unique in that. In the way they express a likus to the outside, in the nasa shutif b'maisa brachos, each one is separate. Reuven has one chelik, Shimon has another chelik, Levi has another chelik, and so on. So each one was a separate evin, and the mishpat says it was called avne miluim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's chaser. There are holes in the world, and every diamond fills another hole. Every diamond fills another one of those mekaymas. And that's why its structure is the opposite, and it's on the top half of the person, on the front top half of the person, because the choshen is the place where we express we express HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world using our das and so on. Even the nevuah that we got through. Understand how to put it together. So that is the extreme opposite of the Eifed. That's the combination of these two avodas. The avodas Adam is has in himself two. If we're to take the two extreme opposites of avoda, they are these two in Yanim. There is, on the one hand, Adam needs to be mevatel every last nekuda of das and sechel that he has in the world of Amuna Pshuta. Half of the world is Acharayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose not to be Megala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Master, and everything is completely hidden. That is one Avodah. And that's a makom for hamaka of dafka. That is the place where Avodah Zorah has a makom achiza. And nobody, just like nature abhors a vacuum, a person says, well, obviously, if you can repeat an experiment 1,000 times in a lab, it obviously runs by itself. If psychology works on every person, then obviously his mind runs by itself. If the world's metzias can be explained in natural ways, it runs by itself. The Avodah Zorah is rooted in the Chelak HaCharayim Rebriya. And Yitzhar Avodah Zorah, and that's where its tfisa is. The Yitzhara of Iwas Hadin is because the person himself feels he's the Baal. Where my seichel and my das are effective, then I set the tone. That's for Eila Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneihem. Mishpat uses das and seichel ha'adam. But where is it drawing upon? What's the bottom line? Is the bottom line, I know best? Just so then it becomes another Avedazar. Just like if chemistry runs itself, then chemistry doesn't need God, and if physics runs itself, physics doesn't need God, and so on. And that is, so then where I understand, my das and seichel self-validates itself. I understand. This is an area that I understand in, and therefore my das, my opinion, is it. Whereas the person who understands that nothing validates itself, everything has a shirish where it comes from, and the oilam of those shrashim is behesta, so the seichel and the das is also drawing from another world. Mishpatim, ivela mishpatim shvasim fneim. If you go to a makam of avodah zarah and secular, and you go for a mishpat, and the mishpat is right, but what is that saying? Ain't a daima when a person stands in front of a bezdin, and bezdin says the statement bezdin is saying is as follows: we've learned and we're ma'ayin in as much in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma that was Megalitas as we could possibly understand. And the analogy to that Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case is to do as follows. That is Nasa Shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bracious. I am drawing the lines HaKadosh Baruch Hu said into the world through my das. That's the statement. So when they pass in that Reuven wins, they're saying to the best of our ability, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon in this case would be that Reuven should win. If you go to the to an Akum, to a cause of Akum, then what you're saying, you're also saying Reuven wins, but you're saying our Das and our Seichel is supreme, and our Das, our Seichel feels Reuven should win. So whether Reuven gets the dollar or not, it's the same. But whether we were Mechazik Avodah Zarah in the world, the Harayim of the world, or the Panim of the world, that's the difference between those two in Yanim. So Mishpat is the safe pasuk of the other Anhaga, and that's where we create the Chilul Hashem in a big way by going to our Kohes. That's the connection of Eifad and Choshen. Eifad and Choshen is that you can't separate the two. There's a chelak avoida of his battles of a person. It says in Megillah Lech Knois is called a Yehudim. So there's a pasuk in the Chazal in Bayeshev. It says about Yaakov Avinu Kinusoi v'kinus banav itzilu mide Esav. That Yaakov Avinu is getting together and getting his kids together, saved them from Esav. Kinus is an effective tool against Esav. So one of the Mefarshim on the Medrash, Mazav, says, what is kinus of kinus banav? I mean, it was one kinus, they all got together. So he said there's a sense of kinus. When a person is humble, he tends to shrink. His avarim tend to shrink together. When a person is beschichus hadas, he expands. He throws his avarim out. There's a certain sense of pizur in the kaima of somebody who's a Mizgoya, and there's a kinus in a person when he is ba'nivus, when he is bachno. So he said kinus, it means not only the kinus of the kids together, but his own kinus. Klal Yisrael, when they make themselves cotton, when they make themselves humble, that is the pshat. It's, we recognize achirayim as such a hanhaga, it's so big that we don't have a tfis in it. We don't have a seichel in it. That's the eifoid. And b'meila, when you connect the choshen to the eifoid, the place where the das of the person is functioning becomes not an expression of his own ego or an expression of his own godless, but a hemshich, a katnus, an expression of Kadosh Baruch Hu's that. There's an hug by some chassidish messiahs that when a rebbe was asked something, he would answer off the cuff. A muskovishin, what they called. And the explanation of it was, my own thought process is not much better than somebody else's. And that's not what you want. The Siyata Deshmaya comes from Nizrak Mipiv. Like it says, you ask kids to say a pasuk, and they say a pasuk, like by Haman, he asked three kids, Mordechai, and Utsa Eitzah, and so on. Those were all psukim, the pshat is, something that comes without thinking. If you're a maimin, then it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the two averis of Ivus Hadin and Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are linked together the way Eila Mishpatim is linked there. One of the tchunis, one of the Yonah Purim that is spoken about is that it's an avodah without das, the adla yada. There is an extraordinary to see a person. There's a lashon that the Rivash has. The Rivash was asked once about being mechav in different kavanas of the mekubalim, and he said, you know, that it's the person who asked it was an antagonistic to Kabbalah, and he said, aren't you being over of a Zara when you mechav all these kavanas? And he explains Barichus, very, very famous Jewish Rivash, explains Barichus that it's not. But then he says, but practically speaking, a person should not be mechav those kavanas. Umilon Agadol from the Marie Canaan, who was a giant in Kabbalah, but when he davened, it was like a Tinek Beyomo, being Misrapik, Al Aviv, and so on and so forth. The reaffirmation of a Muna Pshuta in a person it means that Seichel is only a hemshech and a kli to the emes that is bigger than me. The Adlo Yada means the beauty of a person when he has a very strong sense of good qualities, even when his das is not on top of it. When his reflexes are edel, emunadik, kedushadik, so on, that is, so then what he does with seichel becomes a hemshech of it. There's when a person does avodas Hashem, but everything about it has an aura of him doing it and him understanding it, and there's a certain sense of ke'ilu, the person is acting out something. He is validating the avodas Hashem. That is a b'china of the cheshen being zach from the. It's the word v'lo yizach. Also, the word means zechichus hadas. Zechichus hadas is a certain type of gaiva. When a person feels very good about himself, he feels that his seichel is very, very on target. That's zechichus hadas. One of the beauties of a Purim is when a people's bottom line, when their reflex hanhagis are toiv, then it says a lot about what they're doing when the seichel is there. When the person, when you take away a person's das and seichel and so on, and his reflex hanhagis are lacking, then it takes off a lot from that as well. It's probably the toughest akud of avodas Hashem is keeping the two together. On the one hand, we push a person to constantly use his das and seichel to constantly weigh what he's doing and why he's doing and how he's doing and so on and so forth, and everything has to be bedas with mishpat. On the other hand, emuna is built on the chelik of the bria that's without das, without mishpat, and yes, it's be'etzim almost. It's the almost extraordinary opposite, but the avoda is when they are tied together, and the choshen doesn't move any further than the efer allows it.
Kalchim Torah, Mabai.